Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. And welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. This is your host, Coach Lalisa. Good morning. I am so, so glad that you tuned in this morning. If you happen to be friends with us on Facebook, that's right, radio shows can have friends too. So if you are on Facebook, please connect with us. Get connected with us on Facebook. There is a group page. There's two ways you can connect with the show on Facebook. One, there's an event page. So if you go to events or if you want to be invited to the event, you can either send myself an inbox or you can go to that event page and ask to join. Or I'm not quite sure exactly how that happens. So if you could just click on that event, if it just shows up on the calendar because you're part of Facebook. And or we have a show, that's one way, and each day I update that with tomorrow's show, next day's show, and tell you about the activity sheet. Pretty soon we'll have contests and other things and giveaways, actually. I do have something to give away for guests on the show today, and I'm so, so, so excited about it. Also, there is the group page. So there is a Coach Lalisa Show group page also on Facebook. So that's another way that you can connect with us. And just to welcome you to the show today and thank you for tuning in. Appreciate you. Glad that you tune in. I hope you tune in each and every day. I hope that you find the information here to be helpful and beneficial and even valuable. And if you do, I would love for you to send me any type of testimonial. It could be one word, three words, a sentence, or a whole paragraph. And you can send that to, I would appreciate it if you could inbox me. And my inbox is on Coach Lalisa, facebook.com/Coach Lalisa, or you can do it in the Coach Lalisa Show group page. Definitely appreciate you, and if you're getting up early in the morning for the show, God bless you. If you're already up, God bless you doubly. You're already up and doing things and getting ready maybe for work. Maybe you get up because you pray early in the morning, and this show comes on right after your prayer time. And if that's the case, I really appreciate you bringing all that anointing over and all that, you know, spiritual goodness over to our show, and spiritual richness. Yeah, spiritual rich. Some people are just very, just spiritual wealthy, right? And God told us that we can be prosperous and wealthy. And let me tell you, if you're not spiritually wealthy, you're still broke. Really, I mean, quite honestly, quite frankly, without spiritual wealth, we're really still broke. And so we thank God for spiritual wealthiness and spiritual wellness. And I just have more to say about wellness and our topic for today. I couldn't wait to talk about this. This is how to believe in yourself. Oh my God. That topic is really, I tell you, that's really resonating with me. And, you know, I know people are thinking to themselves, like, what in the world, you know, what are you talking about? How to believe in yourself. And if you have the activity sheet, hopefully you were able to download that activity sheet. You know, I do this stuff the day before, so as she gets up there pretty late. So you may not have time to get it. You may already be in bed by the time I put it up. Or I don't know, because again, people listen to the show from various parts of the world, and the time zones are different. So I pray that you have time. But if you don't, I'll give you a couple more seconds. Go on over to activitysheets.com/Coach Lalisa Show. Go on over there, get the activity sheets for the show today, and on that activity sheet, what I like about that activity sheet, it allows you to fulfill one of my teachings, and that's to take action and to take it now. I so believe in that. You know, that's why I fell in love with Adele Foster. She has a little teaching on do it right, do it now, do it fast, do it better, or something like that. I could never get it right, but she was here right now. She would just start laughing. But I got the gist of it, and sometimes that's all you need with things is the gist of it. And so the gist of it is to take action. So that's why I love the activity sheet, because it allows you to take action, because you have to write. I always leave blank spaces on there, because that's you taking action. The more you take action on the things that you want in life, the happier you will be. So our topic today is how to believe in yourself. And on that activity sheet, it gives you a place to write down what I'm going to give you, three roadblocks to belief and how to overcome them. That's right. Three roadblocks to belief and how to overcome them. That's what you're going to get in the show today. And I want you to be able to articulate that so that people say, well, what did you get on the show today? What did you talk about today? Because I know where you're going, where you're at, where you're around. People are like saying, wow, man, wow, woman, you know, you fired up. What you doing in the morning? You got to share this stuff with people. I never forget one show. This was some years ago on the show, probably somewhere around 09. We were doing the show, and a woman from, I believe she was from California, if I'm not mistaken, and she worked for the post office out there. So it was right. It was 7 a.m. here. It was 4 a.m. there, and she was on that shift. And I was talking on the show that day about bullies, if I'm not mistaken. I was talking about bullies in the workplace, if I'm not mistaken. And that show started out just a one-day, half-hour show. But I ended up talking about the show for like 3 weeks. Yeah, that's right, 3 weeks. And this was a Monday through Friday show. We kept it going because every day people kept calling in, because they had heard about this show that talked about bullying in the workplace. And this, like I said, this was going back to about 09, and people were like, it was somewhat of a new topic in the workplace. And it never really got the momentum that it should get, because there's so much bullying in the workplace. I definitely need to definitely talk about that again. And I bet you these phone lines will be jammed. Do you know how many people who are out there in the workplace who are being bullied by their supervisors, by their coworkers? I'm telling you, it is a hot mess of a topic. And if I launch it, and I probably will, because people need help. People were calling in, I'm telling you, from all over to hear me explain to them how to handle bullying in the workplace and to talk about it. And so the woman from California, it got so good to her that she had the show piped over the intercom system in her workplace. She was the supervisor. This is in the post office. She was the supervisor, and the people were going through. The people on her shift were really going through being bullied and whatnot, and she wanted them to get the message. And so I feel like this message is like similar to that message in a way, because, you know, when you have a roadblock that is something that is blocking your believing in yourself, believing, you know, and I know some people, they don't think that their life could be any better. I do. I so pity them. Not pity, but I do. I feel bad for people like that. Do you know how? I do. I don't care if you're living in a mansion. You know, look at, take Oprah Winfrey, for example. Do you think Oprah Winfrey goes around feeling like, oh, well, I've achieved all I can achieve. Let me just go sit back. Yeah, there's nothing more for me to do. Do you think for a second she thinks like that? No. And I'm just using her as one example. I could use Steve Harvey for that matter. I could use anybody. Anybody. Those are just two names that just popped in my head right quick. All right? So listen, your life can be so much bigger, can be so much bigger, and will be so much bigger. It will be so much bigger, right? After we talk about these roadblocks, okay, to believing and how to overcome them, to believe that you can be more, do more, have more. Why? Why? Because God is a big God. God is a great God. You know, He's amazing. Oh my goodness. Listen, first of all, the moment you think that's it right there, the moment you think that's it, that's the problem, because God says that His thoughts are much higher than our thoughts. Okay? That's number one. He said His thoughts is so far from our thoughts. He says it's as far as the east is from the west, and as far as the north is from the south. That's pretty far, okay? So that's why we know that just our own thoughts, all right, will never answer to all that we could ever be. Do you think for a hot second that I ever thought, or even I never imagined, I couldn't even imagine that one day I would be sitting here able to host my own live radio show? I never imagined that. That was never a thought. Okay, here I was dropping out of high school. Oh my goodness, I can't even begin to tell you the things that I did. I can't even tell you. Some of you already know from past shows and past encounters with me. But I can't even begin to tell you the things, the places where I was. How many days, how many doors of death that I've faced in my life. And to be here today on the live, on the radio, oh my God, it's amazing. About to walk off into a college and sit down with all the leaders of the college, a girl who was dropped out of high school, who thought teachers were stupid and that education was for the birds. Do you hear me? I'm not talking about a kid that just didn't do well because he didn't have all the right things at home. I'm talking about a girl who had all the right things at home. My mother was literally a genius. She was a straight-A student. She loved education. She had books all around our house. She was constantly reading. You know, she could write. She was nearly a journalist. She had her good government IRS job where she did well. She was an auditor for the IRS for years. Among other things, she always had a part-time job in the evening and things like that because she had 7 children to take care of. And oftentimes she did it alone, meaning, you know, she wasn't married, but she was married at different times, but there were times when she wasn't. She did it alone, but even with married, 7 children, that's a whole lot of people to take care of, you know, on just an average salary. So I had to write things, and I still thumbed my nose up to education and teachers, and oh my God, you could pay me to read a book. Are you kidding? And so, yes, to be the assistant to the vice president of academic affairs. Hello? Academic affairs? Come on. I didn't even know how to spell academics. Hello? Are you kidding? A person who is, you know, about to get a PhD? I mean, like, really? Come on. So when I tell you about belief, when I tell you about the importance of believing that you can do more and have more and be more than what you have right now, and that's regardless, I don't care if you're living in a stairwell or under the subway system in New York City, or whether you're sitting in a conference room off one of the halls of the White House. It doesn't matter if you're at the bottom or you're all the way at the top. There is more. There is more that you can do. There's more that you can be. And the limits, that you have on your life are roadblocks. They are roadblocks. So I'm excited today to talk about those roadblocks and what they are, because you need to be able to identify them so that they can be removed. Now, I know, again, this is just a half-hour show. It is not enough time. And, again, you know, I'll tell you how you can get more if you want more, how you can get it, how you can find out about it. Now, some people, for whatever reason, you know, they want to play small. And that's fine. If that's what they want to do, great. I can't help them. But if you're tired of playing small, if you ever wondered, why are things so hard for me? Why do I keep getting beat up? Why am I going around in this vicious cycle over and over and over again? I keep going back to the same old stuff. Well, let me remind you that you have to believe in yourself, and what you believe about yourself is going to make all the difference. It's going to make all the difference. So let's get into it. So let's look at these three things. The number one roadblock to believing in yourself is this lack of wanting more. That's the problem right there. I call it the lack of ambition. I don't get it. You know, people should be very careful, because the other side of ambition is laziness. And the Bible says nothing good will come to the lazy person. And the Bible uses another word. It's called slothfulness. It's slothful. Lazy. But a prettier word is slothful. Okay, lazy. Say, huh? Ooh, me? I'm not lazy. Yeah. Remember the story of the talents. The three stewards that were given these talents, and the one person who was not ambitious with their talent went and buried it. And that person didn't fare very well when the master came back and wanted to know what had they done with what they had been given. So we don't want to be slothful. And so you got to believe in yourself. How to believe in yourself. That's what we're talking about here. That's what's coming to be key. And the lack of ambition. It's like a lack of drive. Not having that, my mama would call it, having that get up and go. My mom was good at that, man, let me tell you. She laid that thing down. People say to me, oh, well, Lisa, you have so much energy. I hear that all the time. You have so much energy. Oh, you're so energetic. I hear that, like, almost every single day of my life. And it just dawned on me as I was talking to my younger sister, Hope, who has just like me in a lot of ways. She reminded me of that. My mom would say that, and you're right, she would. She would say it all. If she was here right now, she'd say it. She would tell us, you know, you got to have get up and go. You got to be able to get up and go. And I watched her get up and go to that job day after day after day. And I'm going to tell you, when it really hit me that this was a woman that didn't just talk the talk, but she walked the walk, this is how I knew. Never mind the fact that she, you know, took care of those seven children. Oh, my goodness, that in and of itself was enough on the type of salary that she was making in those days. But here's what really, really, you know, hammered it home for me was in 1979 in Cincinnati, Ohio. I'll never forget it like it was yesterday. We had a blizzard. Oh, you think we had a blizzard here in the Northeast just the other day? We had a blizzard. I'm telling you, it would snow everywhere, right? And I thought, and here, I didn't want to go to work. I wouldn't get up. You couldn't pay me to get up and go to somebody's job, right? And I tell you, I was a hot mess. I could never believe it. Anyway, so my mom, I thought, you know, she's not going to go to work today because it's just horrible out there. It's a blizzard. She ain't going to that job. No way. She's good, but she ain't that good, you know. My mom is awesome, but she ain't that awesome. She ain't going to that job today. Do you know, and I wasn't staying with my mom because I had already got out of the house, and I was staying on my own. I was probably about, I don't know how old I was then. I was young, but I was old enough that I should have been working. And I called her, and I said, and I called the house. My grandmother lived there as well, and my grandmother was like, she's gone to work. I'm like, huh? What do you mean she's gone to work? In this weather? I knew then. I tell you, I remember like it was yesterday. A person that would get up in that blizzard and go to her government job, the IRS, where I know they weren't treating her all that well. I mean, they were good people, but come on now. You're talking about an African-American woman in a predominantly white male environment during those times. Trust me, I'm sure it wasn't as good as it could have been, but she made it great because she was also the type of person that always looked on the bright side. You couldn't pay her, even at night. She thought it was daytime because that's just how her mindset was. But my mom, she was an incredible woman. Olivia, and I'm sure everybody's mother was, but that lady definitely, you know, she was amazing. Because anybody that is nighttime and you still looking like it's daytime outside, she always looking on the bright side. But she went to work in that blizzard, and I knew from that moment on, I knew about get up and go. And what I knew about it is what I want to teach each and every person, is that no matter how bad it ever looks, I don't care how bad it seems, I don't care how bad it is, whether it seems like that or not, it may be that bad. It may be worse. You got to get up, and you got to get going. So that lacking ambition, there's no way I can have it. I had it, but I don't know how with a woman like that in the house. So I had to find mine. I had to reclaim it. Number two is some people, their roadblock is to their belief is that what's blocking them is this mindset of one fell swoop. It's like everything's going to happen in one fell swoop. Like they're going to just get everything automatically. All right? Like, you know, they just going to snap their fingers and, you know, click their heels. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they saw Wizard of Oz one too many times and they think that that's for real. You're not clicking your heels here. I'm telling you. It's not a clicking of the heels. It's a working. It's putting your elbow to the grind. It's getting up, doing something every day, even when you don't see the results. It's just like going to work out in the gym. When you first get there, you will. I don't care how bad you want your muscles to be built up, or how much you want your tummy to be flattened, or what other part of the body you're working on. You are not going to see the results right away. It's just no way. But people somehow in their lives, they think that they're going to have a one fell swoop and everything's going to be open. No, you have to have patience. Patience. And that's a roadblock for many, many people that just don't have it. And then here's the third thing that I want to give you today, because I know we don't have time. I wish I could give you more. You yourself, and that's that whole mindset, that's that way of thinking and acting and doing. That's the biggest roadblock to your belief right there. It's your own self, your own thinking. And the way you think is blocking your own success. But here's some things you can do to overcome. Here's some things you can overdo to overcome this lack of believing in yourself. Number one, remember God already believes in you, so he already has your in from the beginning. He says, I know the plans that I think towards you, plans to prosper you, to give you hope and a future. So you already start with this overcoming creed over your life, you know, decree over your life. He already has a plan for you to overcome. Why not help him fulfill it? Not that he needs our help, right? So I'm going to give you three of the tips on how to overcome your unbelief, not believing in yourself, so that you can believe. I'm telling you, there's so much more that God wants for you. Now, I'm only going to be able to give you a few here. There are more in the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are, which you can order whenever you're ready on my website, and I'll give that to you at the end. But one thing that you can do to take action, here's what you need to do. Number one, recognize your skills. recognize what you're able to do. Number two, be willing to change. Be willing to do something different. There's nothing wrong with that. Take a risk. Go out of the way. Be willing to, and then the last one, is to learn from your failures. Every single one. If you have to write them down, to look at them again, to learn from them. Learning from your failures. Learning from your failures. And all three of these are things that I'm getting right straight out of the book, Release Your Power. And that's what I'm releasing this year. I'm releasing that book this year so that people, it's helped thousands already. Over 5,000 people have purchased that book. And let me tell you, they're living bolder. They're living better. They're living bigger. And so can you. So can you. I know you think you're already there, but there is more. There is so much more to you. There's so much more you can do. There are so many more people that God wants you to impact. There's so many other things that and people that will be affected by you, by just you alone. When you show up, you gotta be stretched. You gotta be stretched. And when once you get that book, once you read through that book, you will be empowered to live that bolder life. You will be able to realize that there is more that God wants for you. You'll be able to test the limits. I test them every day. You know, and it took a while. It took a while. I didn't just write the book. I had to live the book. I had to write it, then I had to read it for myself. And if you haven't read it, you need to read that book. You need to get that book, and you need to read that book. Because why? Because you are meant to be bigger, to be bolder, and to be better. But it won't happen if you don't believe in yourself. That's the first step. You've got to believe in yourself. You've got to believe that you can have more, and I want to help you do that. And I want to help you do that. That's why I want to get this book in your hands. I'm on a mission. You haven't seen nothing yet. You thought you saw. You haven't seen anything. Stay tuned. And for those of you who are tuning in to the show today, what I want to do for you, I want to get you on an exclusive webinar that I'm going to hold just for you so that you can, I'm going to give you tips and strategies like you've never had before on how you can really and truly believe in yourself. And for those who sign up for this webinar, because you listen to this show, sign up for the web, and all you have to do to let me know that you are on the show, because I can't tell who's listening. I can only see, you know, the phone numbers, but I don't know who these numbers are. I don't know who's calling. Your name doesn't show up. So the only way I'm going to know that it's you, that you're the part of the person, is that you're going to have to be. I know people say I don't want to be on Facebook. Well, guess what? That's how you have to. You have to be able to reach me that way. And, you know, probably, hopefully over the next week, I'll get an opportunity. I'll create an email just for this show. But right now, I don't have an email just for this radio show. But I will get one. I mean, I have a radio. I do have an email for my website, which I could give you that if you wanted to email me. But it's Coach Lalisa at release-your-power.com. It's Coach Lalisa at release-your-power.com. So if you want to email me there, that's how I'll know. That's how you'll get invited to the special webinar, free of charge, where I'm going to definitely give you more insight, more in-depth of believing in yourself so that you can be bolder, better, and do bigger things, because there's more in you. I know there's more in you. And it's time, it's really time, to release your power. And that's not just a cliche, but you want to, because there's also webinars coming up. There's a free webinar, and you can go to that webinar for free. If you
already had the book. Some people say, well, I already got the book, Release Your Power. Can I go to the webinar? Yes, you can. But for you, it'll be $15. But for those people who don't have the book, if you don't have the book, you just pay $15. And the title of that webinar is How to Reinvent Yourself Using Those 8 Strategies So That You Can Discover Path to Your Success. So that's all I have time for today. It's been great. It's been real. If you have a quick burning question, you still got about 60 seconds to your comment that you want to make, please do. If you can't make it here, you can always leave it on the group page. So the group page or the event page, which is also where you can let me know that, yes, I was tuned into the show, I heard what you said, I want to get in on this webinar, I'm ready to take it bigger, bolder, and better, I'm ready to step out of my comfort zone, I'm ready to tap into the unlimitedness of my life. I'm ready to take that risk, and I know it's scary. Believe me, you. I understand. The scariest thing sometimes is to step out of our comfort zone. But it's high time that we did, you know. And I know it seems hard, but I'm going to make it easy for you. I'm going to make it so easy. And I'm making it easy. All you got to do is send me an email, coachlarissa@release-your-power.com, or you can go to the group page on Facebook, facebook.com/groups/CoachLarissaShow. It doesn't get any easier than that, people. Come on, let's do it, all right? Well, it's been great. It's been real, and I thank you for tuning in. We'll see. Hey, it's the weekend, so I won't see you tomorrow, but we'll be back on Monday. Have a great weekend. Finish out the month strong. 1 month down and 11 to go. Remember, this is the year of release. This is the year that you're going to revive. And this is the year that you're going to reinvent yourself into a masterpiece. It's going to happen this year. I want you on that webinar. I want you on the Reinvent Yourself webinar. Remember, that webinar, you have to purchase the book, release-your-power.com. I want you to go out there, get that book, get on the webinar for free, learn how to use the 8 strategies in that book. I just gave you 3 of them on the show today. I gave you a couple yesterday, and I'm telling you, it can be done. Don't let yourself be held back. Don't be held back by what you disbelieve. It's time to believe in yourself. There's bigger, there's better, and there's more for you. Not because Coach Larissa said it, because God created it that way. He made it. He set it up in advance. He set it up in advance. And let me tell you, you don't want to be on the side of denying God what he wants to do in your life. And when you get finished with what we have for you, trust me and believe you, you will be happy. You know what God wants is for you. He knows, and you know, that deep and down inside, you know that there is more. Life is too short to have regrets. That's one thing God knows about me. I said I want no regrets for my life. There were some things that I could have regretted growing up. I could have regretted having been molested for 13 years. From age 5 to age 18, I could have regretted that. You know, I could be right now cuckoo, you know, like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, and because of that. But when I learned how to release my power, when I learned how to take those 8 strategies so that I could become who I really was, not just someone who had been the result of a molestation. You got to get out of your own way. You got to stop playing small. It's time to play big. We coming big. I love when we used to do the body magic. We would be in New York, and those ladies over there say, go hard or go home. Go hard or go home. That's what we're saying. Go big or go home. We're talking about releasing that power. That power of belief. You got to believe in yourself. This is about going back to school. You got to believe that you can go to school and be successful. Go, not just go to school, because a lot of people go, but they're not successful. You may have financial challenges. We're overcoming every single one. This book will teach you how to overcome every challenge that has ever come against you. That's my guarantee. So I said enough. We'll see you back Monday. Have a great weekend. See you on Facebook. Hit me up. Whatever you need to do, let's make it happen. The episode is over. Oh, there you go. You end it right there. Click. It's over.